Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 27th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. We've got a packed weekend to catch up on, so let's dive straight into the story that I think deserves the most attention this week. ChatGPT ads just got conversion bidding. Now, when OpenAI started testing ads inside ChatGPT back in January this year, most e-commerce advertisers looked at it and thought, interesting, but not for me. It was CPM only, limited targeting, no conversion optimization. You could get impressions, but you couldn't optimize for sales, and that made it feel like a brand awareness play at best. Well, that's changed. ChatGPT Ads has now rolled out conversion-optimized CPA bidding, geo-exclusions so you can stop wasting money in regions you don't serve, bulk campaign tools for managing at scale, and improved budget pacing. These are table stakes features that Google and Meta have had for years, but their arrival on ChatGPT means this platform has crossed a threshold. It's gone from experimental curiosity to legitimate performance marketing channel. For e-commerce merchants, this matters because consumer search behavior is shifting. More and more shoppers are starting their product research in AI tools rather than traditional search engines. If someone asks ChatGPT for the best wireless headphones under £200 and you can now bid to appear in that conversation with actual conversion tracking, that's a surface you need at least a testing strategy for. I'd recommend starting small. Pick a product category where your purchase decision is conversational and complex, set a modest budget, and measure whether the conversions are incremental rather than just cannibalizing traffic you'd get elsewhere. Now, related to that AI discovery theme, there was a really eye-opening piece on Search Engine Land about AI retrievability. An audit of 71 businesses found major gaps in how well AI systems can find, verify, and accurately represent those businesses. The problems weren't exotic, they were basic things like unreadable websites, dead domains, and missing trust signals. Here's why this connects to the ChatGPT ad story. If you pay for an ad placement in ChatGPT but the AI can't independently verify your business when users ask follow-up questions, that disconnect actually hurts you. The user sees your ad, asks a follow-up question like, is this brand legit or what do reviews say about them? And ChatGPT can't find reliable information. That undermines the paid placement rather than reinforcing it. So the lesson is dual. Paid AI advertising and organic AI visibility need to work together. Make sure your website is crawlable by AI systems, your product data is structured and comprehensive, your reviews and trust signals are accessible, and your domain health is solid. AI retrievability isn't the same as SEO, but it builds on the same foundations. Shifting to Google, there's a new targeting capability in Performance Max that's worth noting. Household income exclusions have been spotted at the campaign level inside PMax. This means advertisers can now exclude specific household income segments while keeping PMax's automated optimization running. For merchants selling premium products, this is significant. Previously, PMax's broad automation could serve ads to income segments that were unlikely to convert for high-ticket items, and you couldn't do much about it beyond adjusting creative and hoping the algorithm figured it out. Now, you can proactively exclude income tiers that don't align with your product's price point. It's a small but meaningful addition to the PMax control toolkit. All right, let's talk about something on the operations side that doesn't get enough attention: failed payments and subscription churn. EconPay put out a warning this week that failed payments are becoming a hidden driver of subscription cancellations, and the data backs them up. Industry research suggests that failed payments cause somewhere between 20 and 40% of all subscription churn. That's an enormous number, and the worst part is that it's almost entirely involuntary. These are customers who want to keep paying you but can't because their card expired, their bank declined the transaction, or there was a temporary funds issue. For any merchant running subscription services, whether that's a subscription box, a replenishment program, or a SaaS tool, this is recoverable revenue. Smart dunning strategies, card account updater services, and retry logic can pull back a significant portion of that lost revenue. The business case is straightforward. It's dramatically cheaper to recover a failed payment than to acquire a new customer. If you haven't audited your payment failure rates and recovery flows recently, put it on the list. It's one of the highest ROI operational improvements most e-commerce businesses can make. On the UK retail front, ONS data for June showed retail sales volumes rose by 1%, marking a second consecutive month of growth. What's notable here is that online outperformed the broader sector. For e-commerce merchants, consecutive months of growth are encouraging, but the more interesting signal is the structural shift. Even in months where overall retail is growing, the online channel is growing faster. That's a long-term trend that reinforces the importance of investing in your digital infrastructure rather than treating it as secondary to physical retail. Now let me cover an important Shopify development. Starting in API version 20.26-10, the Shopify GraphQL admin API will return an error when a query filters by a meta field that isn't properly set up for filtering. Previously, these invalid filters were silently ignored and the API just returned results as if the filter didn't exist. That might sound like a minor developer concern, but think about what silent failure actually means. If you have an app filtering products by a custom meta field, say a loyalty tier or a sustainability rating, and that meta field isn't configured for filtering, the app looked like it was working. It returned results. The dashboard populated. Everything seemed fine. But the results were wrong. The filter was being completely ignored. Your team was making decisions based on unfiltered data that looked filtered. Shopify's fixes to make these invalid queries fail loudly with an error message. That's unambiguously better. A visible error you can fix is infinitely preferable to an invisible error that corrupts your data. If you're running Shopify with custom apps or third-party integrations, audit your metafield definitions before upgrading to API version 2026-10. Check that every metafield used for filtering has a proper definition and is configured to allow filtering. Turning to the B2B side of e-commerce, Alibaba has expanded its Axio sourcing toolkit with more agentic AI capabilities. The platform can now find suppliers, compare offers, and keep negotiations moving around the clock without constant manual follow-up. The tool runs inside Axio Work, Alibaba's broader business automation platform. For e-commerce sellers who source products from international suppliers, this represents a genuine shift in the sourcing workflow. Instead of manually searching supplier directories, sending inquiries, comparing quotes, and managing follow-ups across time zones, an AI agent handles the routine steps. The interesting question is whether this commoditizes sourcing to the point where product selection and supplier relationships matter less than they used to, or whether it frees up buyers to focus on higher value evaluation that the AI can't handle, quality assessment, supply chain risk, and strategic fit. My take is the latter. AI removes friction from the mechanical parts of sourcing, but the judgment calls that determine whether you end up with a reliable, quality supply chain still require human expertise. And in the Hoover ecosystem, the team continues its steady release cadence. Default theme versions 1.5.2 and 1.4.10 were released on July 10th, along with corresponding theme module updates. The UI library hit version 2.8.0 at the end of June with a new Google Maps component. What's notable about Hoover's approach is the parallel maintenance of both the 1.4 and 1.5 release lines, including separate CSP variants for each. For merchants running Hoover, this means you're not being forced onto the latest version to get security and stability updates, which reduces upgrade pressure while the broader Magwire V3 transition progresses. So what's the thread through all of this? It's the maturation of AI-driven commerce infrastructure. ChatGPT is now a performance advertising channel. AI retrievability is now a measurable business requirement. Alibaba is automating B2B sourcing with AI agents. Google is adding AI-driven matching to every campaign type. The message for merchants is consistent. AI is no longer something that's coming. It's operational infrastructure and the businesses that treat it as such, investing in data quality, structured product information, and AI-ready technical architecture, are the ones who will capture the most value from this transition. That's your ONTAP Daily for July 27th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.